So I'm going to. I was debating what I was going to talk about, but when I was doing the parsha with Meir, he picked up on one of the most fascinating literary things in the parsha. So I said, okay, I taught him about the importance of leitvorts, and I'm going to do that for you also. A leitvort, a mila mancha, a guide word. So in the story of the Egel, one of the most fascinating ways to track the dynamic is, as many people have pointed out, but again, if my 10-year-old can figure out, then you guys should be able to appreciate this, is the different ways the word am is used. Okay? And I want you to, I'm not going to go through every one, but I want you to watch how the dynamic is actually tracked by the use of this word. So starting in Perek Lamed Bet, when we actually have the Egel. I'm going to focus really on the speech between God and Moshe, okay? It starts before that, but Pasuk Zayin. Listen very carefully, okay? Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe, lech reid ki shichet amcha asher ha'eleit ha'meretz Mitzrayim. Go down because your nation, who you took out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. Now, what is God saying? Your nation, not mine. And remember, they replaced. What did the Jews say? They want the Egel because to replace Moshe. And then when they get the Egel, what do they say? This is your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. So God takes it back and he says, these are not my nation anymore. Right? And they don't want me because they think you took, they took an Egel to replace you, and they said that took them out of Egypt, which means they think you took them out of Egypt, and they're replacing you with the Egel. So you go deal with your people. Saru maher min aderech asher tzivitim, asu lahem Egel ma'asecha, v'yishtachavu lo, v'yizbechu lo, v'yomru eila alecha Yisrael asher aluchav eretz Mitzrayim. Second speech, v'yomer, now, also, methodologically, you should know that whenever it says Vayomer twice without an interjection, what does that mean?
That someone was supposed to speak
and he was silent, right? Because God speaks a second time without Moshe saying anything, which means Moshe said, Vayomer Adonai Moshe, Ra'iti et ha'am hazeh, v'nei am k'sher avuh. I've seen this nation and they are stubborn. Again, what is that? Right, now it says this people. Right, not mine, not yours, them. And therefore, now what do you think? If he's saying it's not my nation, you know what, maybe it's no one's nation, and they're doing Avodah Zarah, you understand why the next pasuk is going to be Vata Hanichali, Vaichar Api Vahem, Vachalem Vesev Tchal Goy Gadol. So let me, leave me alone, and I will destroy them. Now obviously it's Chazal pick up. Why does Moshe now speak? Because God said leave me alone. Now, he was leaving alone, he didn't say anything. Remember, God is speaking twice, which means that God is hinting to him, leave me alone and I'll destroy them. And Moshe says, leave you alone and I'll destroy them. And if I don't leave you alone, dot, dot, dot. Right, okay. So Moshe takes his cue. V'chal Moshe et p'nei Adonai v'yomer, lama Adonai yechere apicha be'amecha asher hotzei tamer etz Mitzrayim. Why are you angry at your nation that you took out of Egypt? What is he doing? Exactly. My nation? They're not my nation. They're yours. I didn't take them out of Egypt. You took them out of Egypt. Right? And then he brings his two arguments, which is one, the nations can't say God is weak and had to kill the Jewish people. And B, you made a covenant to... Yeah, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so you have to save them, right? And guess what? Pasuk Yudalid, what does God say? What does the Pasuk describe about God? Vayinachem Adonai al hara'a asher diber lasot lamo. So God turned back and regretted the destruction that he was going to carry out against his nation, meaning... You see, I just following the word Am maps it. God says it's your nation. It's this people. And Moses says, my nation, your nation. And God says, you're right. Okay, I won't destroy my nation. Obviously, right? Once Moshe has guaranteed the safety of the Jewish people, what is Moshe free to do now? Right? So think about it. Vayishma Yoshua et kol ha'am bireo. Yoshua hears the nation screaming. And he says there's war, right? And Moshe says it's not. There's not. That's not a victory. And that's not people winning and losing screaming. That's just screaming. That's orgiastic screaming. Just screaming. So what does Moshe do? He takes the egel, he crushes it up, and then he says to Aaron, what did you do to this nation? Right now, what is he doing? Remember, it's not his anymore. It's back to God. So now Moshe can speak to the third party and said, what are you doing to these people? Don't get angry at me. You know that the tribe is bad. The nation is bad. But again, why is Moshe and Aaron free to speak about them as a third person at some level? Because he's already made God take them. So now he couldn't be angry at them before because then they'd be destroyed. But once he convinces God that they are his nation and therefore he won't destroy them, now Moshe is free to do what's necessary to punish the people. Because he knows that it won't lead to utter destruction because they're God's nation, right? And over and over he says, Vayomer Moshe et ha'am ki faruahu. He says that they're wild. And again, Pasuk Lamed, Vayomer Moshe el ha'am atem chatatem chata gdola. You have sinned greatly. Right, and now, amazingly, Laman Aleph, Moshe can actually say to God, right, now that, again, he's convinced God that it's his nation, as it were, Moshe is free to acknowledge the sin of the people. In Pasuk Laman Aleph, Vayashav Moshe el Adonai, Ana chata amazeh chata gdola, Vayashav lemegam zahav. This nation, he doesn't have to say his nation, he's already convinced him. They have sinned, right? Now Moshe, now that God has already said, I won't destroy them because they're my nation, now Moshe is actually free to take the more alienating third person. This nation has sinned because he knows, again, when their future was in jeopardy, he had to focus on Amcha, it's your nation. Now that their future isn't in jeopardy, he can focus on, objectively, this nation did bad things. And now it's interesting that you'll see that even though God has committed to it being his nation, has he fully committed to it? No, because in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, he says, Vata Lech. Now, you lead the nation, and I won't lead them. Who will lead them? The angel. But I won't be among them. And I won't destroy them. So what do you see? God accepted his nation to an extent, such they won't destroy them, but there's still that impersonalness, and he's saying, but I'm not going to take them into Israel. I'm going to send an angel, because the relationship has still been really problematic. And again, he uses that third person, my gofa adonai et ha'am, al asher, asua de'egal asher asa Aaron. But now Moshe has to backtrack, right? Because Moshe says, wait, you're going to let us live, but you're not going to come with us? You're going to send an angel instead of you directly, whatever that means? What does he return to in the beginning of Parak Lamed Gimel? Vayedaber adonai Moshe, lech alei mizeh, ata v'ha'am asher ha'leita meretz Mitzrayim. Now, he doesn't say Amecha, but he says, Ha'am Asher Ha'aleita. Okay, you may not want to accept that they're fully your nation, but they are the nation that you took out of Egypt. Meaning, you can't just save us and then abandon a relationship with us. That's not going to work because, right? And he says, and then you get, Vayishma Ha'am et Adavar Hara Zevita Balu, or the nation hears it and they start mourning because they realize God's not going to be, in whatever intense relationship that he had. If I skip down, right, this keeps coming up. Right now, after the so finally, right, God, Moshe keeps fighting with God, and you know eventually we get the Yud Gimel Midot Harachamim, where God forges a new covenant with them. And then what does Moshe say to them? Vera'ach ola'am asher ata b'kirbo. The nation that you are among them. Remember, he said he wasn't. Right? They will see that you are with them. Right? Not just that they're yours, but that you're with them. Yeah. And again, right, this goes throughout, but really I just wanted to point out methodologically to you, right? You see that what Moshe is doing is slowly, right, negotiating the relationship of the nation back with God, and therefore you can really track, right, the dynamic by following from it's your nation to it's God's nation to a little bit of impersonal thing, it's the nation, they've had problems, to Ha'am Asher Ata B'Kirbo, right, the nation that you are actually among them, not just yours, you are among them again. Right, and you can track the development in the tshuva process and the kapara process by tracking how the word am is used throughout the story. So I invite you, as you're reading the parsha, to notice it. We did like 15, 20 examples, but it keeps coming up. Okay, shkoyach.